coronavirus, loving your neighbor. The coronavirus provides Christians with an unparalleled opportunity to fulfill part of the greatest command, which according to Jesus is to love your neighbor as yourself. In Matthew 22, verse 36 and following, our Lord was asked by a Jewish lawyer who was a Pharisee, which was the greatest commandment in the moral law, to which Jesus gave a summary response to all 10 commandments by saying this, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." This current crisis in which we all find ourselves presents an extraordinary opportunity for believers to demonstrate love and care for their neighbors, perhaps more than at any other period in our lifetime. We can affect our culture with Christ's self-sacrificial love, but to do so will involve some measure of risk. You may not be called to serve in a makeshift hospital in New York City, as one of our church members is doing, but God may call you to offer to go to the pharmacy or the grocery store for your sick or elderly neighbor, or perhaps to volunteer to help in a setting where there is a great need for assistance. However, to do this, we must act in ways that reduce fear, increase faith, and enable us not to be overly protective so that we can serve others as Christ commands his followers to do. Amid this crisis, these are opportunities that we shouldn't miss, and by seizing them, we will be able to fulfill the great command to love our neighbor as ourselves.